Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Jack Dorsey stepped down from his role as Twitter's CEO, and the board unanimously named current CTO Parag Agrawal as his replacement. Dorsey will remain on the company's board through to the end of his current term in mid-May. Parag Agrawal joined Twitter in 2011 as a distinguished software engineer and named CTO in 2017. He's worked on AI initiatives and headed Twitter's decentralization efforts with Project Blue Sky starting in 2019. A U.S. National Labor Relations Board judge ordered Google to hand over 71 documents related to Project Vivian, its efforts to counter union organizing at the company. Google sought to withhold the documents from court proceedings related to three employees who claim unfair termination as they were pushing for a union at Google. Google workers formed a union earlier this year as part of the Communications Workers of America. Meta announced it will expand its Facebook Protect program, designed to provide monitoring and advanced security tools for groups more likely to be hacked, including activists, journalists, and government officials. Meta will require these groups to enroll in the program to continue using Facebook. Users will be prompted to join the program, with the company planning to carefully expand eligible accounts in the coming months. Earlier this year, NVIDIA announced it would reissue older GPUs to help fill supply during the chip shortage. The company now announced a new variant of the RTX 2060. Originally released in 2019, the variant will be available starting December 7th and includes some upgrades, like 12 gigabytes of RAM and 13% more CUDA cores than standard RTX 2060s. The 2019 2060 launched at $349, and NVIDIA said it expects pricing to reflect that this new card is a premium version. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority ordered Meta to sell Giphy, the first time the regulator has attempted to unwind a completed acquisition by a tech company. Meta originally announced the acquisition back in May 2020, and the CMA said the deal could deny access to GIFs to competitors and remove Giphy's advertising services as a competitor to Meta. Meta said it's considering all options, including a possible appeal. The Russian communications regulator Roskomnadzor said it will continue to throttle mobile access speeds for Twitter until the platform removes all content deemed illegal, claiming Twitter still hosts 761 illegal posts. The regulator began slowing down Twitter traffic in March, saying Twitter ignored calls to remove banned material since 2014, although said it has taken down over 90% of illegal posts. China's antitrust watchdog, Transport Ministry, and Public Security Bureau issued a package of rules impacting ride-hailing companies. These rules require companies to strengthen social insurance for drivers, adopt reasonable commissions, and warned against using data to exploit consumers. The rules will also establish local-level supervisory offices to enforce the rules before the end of 2021. Twitter updated its private information policy to now ban sharing photos or videos of private individuals without consent. If someone reports media that violates the policy, Twitter will remove the media, possibly downrank the visibility of the tweet, tell the person to delete it, or even permanently suspend users. Private media of public figures and other media shared in the public interest or add value to public discourse is supposed to be largely exempted. FIFA will test a semi-automated offside system during the Arab Cup, using 10 to 12 cameras to collect 29 data points on players 50 times a second to look for a potential offsides infraction. These will be sent to a video assistant referee who makes a final call. The system was previously tested in England, Spain, and Germany. If it helps speed up calls with improved accuracy, the system could be used at the 2022 World Cup. Twitch will use a new machine learning tool called Suspicious User Detection to identify users evading bans on a streamer's channel. Users categorized as likely evading bans would not be able to chat, with mods and streamers seeing them as flagged. Those ranked as possible will appear in chat, but mods can opt to block their messages. This feature will be on by default, but can be modified or turned off by streamers. The UK non-profit Revenge Porn Helpline launched the site stopncii.org, aiming to stop non-consensual intimate image abuse by letting people submit images to a central location for platforms to automatically remove, without requiring affected people to submit takedown requests to platforms individually. The site was developed in partnership with Meta, building on a pilot program the company started in Australia in 2017. Uploaded images are converted into a unique hash in the browser, and the site does not have access to or store copies of original images. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission sued to block NVIDIA's proposed acquisition of ARM. The suit alleges the deal would give NVIDIA anti-competitive control of chip technology and designs needed for competing chips. The FTC scheduled an administrative trial on the suit for August 2022. UK and EU regulators have also launched in-depth investigations into the deal. Didi Global plans to withdraw from the New York Stock Exchange. The company debuted on the exchange in June, but Chinese regulators quickly delisted its apps and suspended user registration soon after. The company announced on its Weibo account that it will start preparations for listing in Hong Kong. And on December 9th, Apple must allow app developers to show links to external payment options, unless it can get a stay from the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court. In a related court filing, Apple says it may charge a commission on any transactions initiated from such links, which would still be consistent with the original ruling. Google already announced an 11% commission on any external payments for the Google Play Store. Meanwhile, Bloomberg sources report Apple warns suppliers that demand is lower than expected for new iPhones. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.